Beer On Show number 10. Hey, everybody, it's the Beer On Show back with you once again after the very long hiatus, which I do apologize for. What can I say other than shit happens? But I do have some news for you. I've been wanting to get some better equipment. As those of you who've been on the show know, my equipment pretty much sucks. And
yes, your equipment sucks.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Andy. Roommate Andy is in the studio with us tonight.
That's right.
And so, yeah, we're looking to get some new equipment. The website will be up. And here's the goal for the new for the 1 year anniversary of the show. I will have show number 12 out before then, which means I have to do two more shows before October 2nd.
I don't know if you can pull it off, man.
At this rate, I don't know if I can either.
I mean, that's a whole, like, 2 months. Are you sure?
I don't
know.
Sure
you can fit in two shows in 2 months?
I'm not sure, man. It's 6 weeks, though. I'm worried. Uh-oh, I got a lot of foam here in my beer. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. You should see the way Joe can wrap his lips around that bottle.
You like
he's got talent. Man, you're almost better at that than being a dick jockey. Disc jockey. I'm
disc
sorry.
Disc jockey. No, I'm not
I'm sorry.
Dick jockey. I'm a Punani jockey.
Punani, I got you.
So, yeah, tonight I'm drinking the Sam Adams Scotch Ale. The little description on it says, let's see if I can read this here. This is a brew for adventurous ale drinkers. An ale with four special malts, including a rare peat-smoked malt used in Scotch whiskies.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
That's right. This unique malt gives Scotch ale a subtle smoky flavor and deep amber hue. This is a big malty brew with a long, smooth finish. Cheers.
And I'm drinking water because I'm
a pussy.
A pussy, yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
I will drink beer, though, on a future show. I can guarantee that. Just got to give my liver a little one-day rest here.
That's right.
Maybe 2 days.
I will be assaulting my liver tomorrow. Tomorrow, my cousin Sarah and her fiance Dan are getting married.
All right. And congratulations.
Congratulations to them.
That is awesome.
Hope it'll last a long time, longer than my current marriage, which is, wait a minute, I'm not married.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, shit.
That Joe reeks of freedom.
That's right. I'm a free man.
Actually, have you heard I'm sure you've all heard the joke about the... Wow, that was like Chewbacca language right there.
That was.
You've all heard the joke about the smiling groom and the smiling bride walking down the aisle together.
Missed that one.
And they asked the groom, "How come you're smiling?" He's like, "Man, I just got the best blowjob of my life. It was awesome." And they asked the bride, "How come you're smiling?" She's like, "I just gave the last blowjob of my life. It was awesome."
Nice. Oh, that's funny.
So Dan's going to have a lot to look forward to, apparently,
yeah,
according to that joke.
Congratulations to them.
But they're good people.
Yeah, that's right. This wedding will include the two greatest words any drinker loves to hear.
Let me guess. Open bar.
Open bar. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to be so damn drunk tomorrow.
Technically, I heard there are two open bars.
There are two open bars. I think they're each serving different spirits.
Oh, are there's one like a hard bar and the other one's a beer bar or something?
I don't know, but they're going to be knowing me on a first name basis.
Are you going to leave any tip money for all that free booze?
No.
No tipping?
Maybe.
Ouch, baby. Come on.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
You got to get throw. You know what? way to do it is throw the guy five bones and just drink for free the rest of the night.
There you go. I just might have to do that.
And you won't feel guilty for just...
I'll be in a generous mood.
Down
in
a 12-pack.
I'll let him split a 20. Rip.
Yeah. Actually, I used to use Monopoly money until I ran out.
There you go.
And then it had cost me real money to go buy another Monopoly board to spend Monopoly money.
That's true. You got to watch out on that. It's a tough conversion.
A lot of people don't like it. I don't know why. I mean, I think Monopoly money is fun.
Yeah.
But
it reminds you of good times playing Monopoly.
I think so. But yeah, apparently when you go to those types of events, mm-hmm. they want you to give them real money.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out.
Aren't you just, isn't my presence a present enough?
That's what I'd say, say to waiters.
Yeah.
Aren't you just glad to see me?
Yeah.
Even though you don't know who I am?
Exactly. I'm just here for the free food and the free booze.
I know.
And maybe get lucky tonight, you know?
They get bent out of shape. like they're working and they want to get tipped or something. Ugh.
What the hell, you know?
Wait, people are interesting.
Didn't the bride and groom or their father or somebody pay you? There you go. So what's the problem?
I know, exactly. You're getting paid, buddy.
Exactly.
You don't need to mooch off of me.
What are you?
I'm here to party. I'm not here to pay your bills.
That's right. What are you bitching about, huh?
Exactly. I mean, these guys. I don't know. Get off on a rant here, but I don't have that much respect for waiters to begin with. I mean, let's be honest. If you're a waiter, you're lazy and you're stupid, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who goes to college to say, ooh, I want to be a waiter after I graduate college?
Yeah, actually, it's the shortcut around college, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's really embarrassing is like the over 30-year-old waiter guy who's like, you know, he's like in his mid-30s and balding. You're like, hey, dude, you know, think you might want to get started on your career here one day? What's going on?
I'm just waiting for my big break.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, read my script.
Read my script. Like, I'm not a producer, but I'm out of toilet paper, so maybe I will take it home.
Exactly. So, yeah.
So, I want you to tell me how much, I want you to estimate how much you think you'll drink tomorrow. How many drinks?
Okay.
Well, I want a goal.
You want a goal out of me?
And then I want to see if you meet it.
See, it all depends. I mean, there's a big difference between the number of drinks and the strength of those drinks. Well, I mean, if I say I'm going to have five drinks, I could have five glasses of wine and I'm out. Or five pussy-ass wine spritzers.
Right. But, I mean, I'm sure we've all taken traffic school. The equivalent, one glass of wine is equivalent to one beer.
Yeah.
Equivalent to one shot,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly. I'm probably going to put the over-under. In order not to embarrass anyone or myself, I know. I'm probably going to put the over-under at around seven.
Seven. All right. If we're betting on this, I'll bet the over on that.
You'll take the over?
I think you're going to.
Okay.
I think you're going to get a few in you, and you're going to like it.
I'm going to keep going.
I'm going to sparse it out. You're
going
to keep that train rolling.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to eat just before I get there.
Good idea. You want to have ammo.
That's right.
When you start not feeling well.
When it's time to attack.
People don't really enjoy dry heaves.
That's right.
They like to see the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And it's nice when you can deliver.
I promise I will not vomit on the bride's dress.
Yeah. But there might be someone else special that you might get on. Isn't your grandma going to be there?
Grandma will be there.
So maybe... maybe you can reintroduce yourself to her in a not so pleasant way.
Grandma, did I do this when I was a baby? Blah.
Oh, man. She'd love it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you take a poll, I think most people like getting puked on. I mean, I haven't had the fortune of having
me
it happen
neither.
To me.
Me neither.
But I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's probably going to be a baby for the first time, but, you know, maybe a guy on an airplane or a boat.
We'll see.
I'm sitting next to you. Kind of surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all about the surprise factor. I don't want to see it coming.
Well, I'm hoping I have my mouth open when when they finally decide to do it because, you know, just getting it on you.
I don't think that's
enough of the experience. I think you have to kind of, if you really want to empathize with what they're going through, you need a little bit in the mouth.
That's right.
And plus, I mean, it doesn't taste that bad.
No.
You know, it was food at one time.
Yeah, exactly. I tasted it. You know, at one at puke or not puke, but food at one point. So, you know,
So what's the big deal? Yeah, it's different texture, different flavor, technically, but you know.
Yeah.
Still good.
It's all good, man.
As long as you get it before the expiration date.
That's right.
Actually, I guess I what that means, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know. What is the expiration date on puke these days?
Good one. See, that now we're getting into a scientific field here.
That's right. And
we're going to have to do a little research on that.
A beer on show
I think we
exclusive
should
research project.
We should get our producer to go ahead and look that up on the
yeah,
web.
Yeah, that's right.
During
producer
commercial break.
No, we should get our intern, Billy. Billy the intern.
Billy, where are you?
Oh, Billy's off mic at the moment. Hey, Billy,
yeah.
I want you to, before the next show, I want you to get me the expiration date on puke, vomit.
When does puke go bad, basically?
That's right, yeah. It's like milk. Does it have an expiration date, and when is it?
Yeah, and when is it?
And if the expiration date, like it's on milk, it's the sell-on date, but can you actually consume it like for a few days afterwards?
When is it safe to consume someone else's puke, and when do you have to say, you know what, buddy? I think that food's been in your stomach a little too long for what would be healthy.
That's right. You know, and what about
I don't think I should.
Do I have to let it cool down to, say, room temperature?
Exactly.
Or is hot puke the way to go?
Most of it is served warm.
Okay.
But it would be interesting to know what it tastes like chilled.
Okay.
Because I think when you chill things, it does add a different dimension to the flavor.
That's true. That's true.
Something to look forward
to. I wonder
to.
If I could put like little crackers in it.
Yeah.
If there aren't any in there already.
And you could also get like an ice cube tray and have them fill that up.
That's
pop
right.
Pop that in the freezer.
That's right. I'd love to have puke ice cubes in like.
Like puke-sicles.
Puke-sicles. Yeah, that'd be good. Or put them in water. You know, get some ice cold puke water.
Yes. I mean, next to iced tea,
that's
probably a very refreshing beverage.
You could put it in a margarita.
Absolutely.
Maybe they were drinking the ingredients of the margarita, puked that up, and you just put that in there.
You can call it like an oatmeal margarita.
Mm.
Oh, man. I'm getting hungry. I'm getting
me
thirsty.
Me too. God,
oh, man.
I want to go get some puke.
Me too. I might just go jump in the dumpster just for the hell of it.
That's right. Hey, dumpster diving, it's very underrated.
Absolutely. I mean, there's all sorts of goodies you can find in there.
That's right.
One of my favorite things I found was a dirty diaper, you know?
Ooh.
Those are always fun.
Squishy.
Yeah. But I remember one time I was in there, someone hit me in the head with one, and it seems like the guacamole inside the diaper went bad. It wasn't fresh, as fresh as I had hoped it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Dumpster divers can't be picky.
That's exactly right, Andy. That is exactly right.
Man, I didn't realize how great of a philosopher I was.
That's right. And you know, it's amazing what water brings out in you.
I know. Exactly. I know. Isn't that sad?
That's right.
This is completely sober, and it's kind of scary.
It
I
is.
Guess.
It really is. Hey, speaking of sad things, Mike was supposed to join us here tonight, but he couldn't make it. Today, he had to put down his pet rat, Perla.
Really?
That's right.
What happened?
Perla was, like, coughing and choking a lot or something, so they decided that before Perla got really bad, that Perla was going to go to rat heaven.
Most people have no problem putting down rats.
Well, if they're your pet, I understand there's some sort of attachment or something like that. You know, so
I guess so, but
I
you
guess.
Have to one has to wonder how and why somebody would get attached to a rat.
Exactly. I don't understand it, but you know, if you think they're cute and fuzzy, then okay.
I had
problems, you know, with Perla when I first met Perla and the rat that preceded Perla, whose name I currently forget. But you know, Perla was nice and soft and fluffy, except for that damn tail. Ugh.
They're kind of like cats, I guess.
I guess.
A little different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like hamsters or something.
Yeah, something like that. They are a rodent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I guess he's going to put her down. Did he just lay out a bunch of like mouse traps and rat traps?
I don't know exactly how it was done. But
give her one last bite of cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
And snap the neck.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a pretty decent way to go.
Yeah, you know? Hey, as long as it's quick and painless.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to go out, I want like a broken neck, mm-hmm. or I want to be set on fire, or like I want to drown. I think those are pretty right. painless.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's a lot of terror involved when that kind of stuff
like
happens.
Falling down a mountain or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And then like being impaled by a spike or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be... Yeah, that's
or
pretty
like a
easy
tree limb, yeah.
Yeah.
Break every bone in your body, be
exactly.
hanging in a tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like starve to death for 3 days with a broken bone.
Yeah, exactly.
Broken organs,
internal
bleeding.
How else?
That'd be pretty good. So yeah, I would think actually the best way to go would be get hit by a bus or something real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Just turn your whole mm-hmm. body into jelly.
That's right. Cancer.
Cancer, yes.
Yes, that's quick and painless.
Long, yeah, grueling. You get to enjoy the entire experience. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, you don't get robbed of the experience.
Yes, or of your dignity.
Yes, if you're lucky, you get to experience it for years on end.
Exactly.
And that's just good times.
Mm-hmm.
Good
and, times. You know, radiation treatment, chemo. I've heard nothing but good reviews from those people who have
absolutely.
It.
I heard
I'm
it's
jealous
a
of
fun
them.
Experience.
That's right.
Yeah. It's wow. Can't wait. I'm going to keep smoking and hopefully
good for you.
Hopefully I'll get there one day.
Good for you. You know, I'm going to start taking up a 6-pack a day habit.
Yeah.
Or you know,
2 packs.
Not 2. I'm sorry. Of alcohol.
Oh, I see.
Even more so. I want to slowly kill my liver.
Yeah, liver disease.
Liver
That's
disease
is a fun
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll get on that transplant list. It's like yeah. I'm a big drunk. Give me a new liver.
I remember that reminds me of a Simpsons episode where someone was sick, and Homer needed to make money. She's mm-hmm. all in Marge. What are you gonna do to make money? And Homer's like, "Don't worry, I'll sell one of my livers."
Yeah, exactly. We got like 10.
Exactly. I mean,
it's like donating blood, right?
I read in the biology book you have as many livers as you do vertebrae.
Oh, okay. So it's like
so
what?
Quite a few.
75 or
yeah,
something
like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got
That's
that from
right.
college textbook.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You can go ahead and quote me. Mm-hmm. Put
yes.
it in your research paper.
Exactly.
Kids.
Yes. Make sure you cite the Beer On Show number 10.
That's right. We don't want you to plagiarize.
That's right. It's very important that you not fuck this up.
Yeah. That's irresponsible to report things that aren't true.
That's true. That's true. You can get in trouble.
This coming from a journalism major.
Exactly.
And a radio, TV, film
and
major?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a...
How appropriate
that I'm doing a internet radio show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's almost like you knew what you wanted to do.
That's right. How many radio shows or radio classes did I take in college?
Well, it's your major, so I'm going to guess at least like 2 or 3.
No, I took 0.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's even better.
That's right.
I mean, when you're majoring in
so,
radio.
Yeah, people think I can actually, you know, walk into a radio station and know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, you are a radio, TV, film major.
That's right. All
so
I have to say is, hey, you know, look at this piece of paper. It says radio on it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I keep my degree in my wallet.
That's right.
Just when I go out in public and someone questions my authority.
I'd had mine shrunk down to a business card size.
Awesome.
You know?
And I just like to unfold it and shove it in their face.
That's right.
So you know who you're talking to?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a journalism major.
I put mine on one of those little flagpoles that you stick on your window. In your car, so you go it goes flying down the road, you know,
awesome.
like a Laker flag or an American flag or something like that. You know,
I was thinking about getting some copied like flyers and just go put them on people's windshields.
That's right,
just to let them know how brilliant mm-hmm. I am. You know,
that's a good idea.
I mean, the more people I can get to acknowledge my brilliance, I think the better it makes them feel.
That's true.
Everyone likes to have someone to. Admire.
Mm-hmm. That's and look up to.
Yeah.
We all need goals
exactly.
to strive to.
And I want to be that hero for them. You know, it's a humbling experience.
It sure
to
is.
To be worshipped.
It really is.
And you're going to find that out when the show gets real big.
I'm hoping
bigger
so.
Bigger than big.
You know, it's going to take me probably about, you know, I'm going to have to wait till the 1-year anniversary. The 1-year anniversary blowout.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know what you got to do is like, on the 1-year anniversary, get Mike over here, maybe someone else, and just we'll drink like a 12-pack each.
Sounds good.
And just hammer this thing out.
Uh-huh.
See what we can come up with.
I don't even know. I'm going to have to get intern Billy to operate the controls because I will be drunk off my ass. So drunk.
And he's doing a great job. Billy, yeah. You guys can't see this, but he's been sitting here giving Joe a foot rub.
That's right. Thank
you,
Billy.
The entire show.
Watch the cuticles, okay?
And, yeah, I mean, I guess since I'm a guest, I don't get a
yours
foot rub
is next.
The first time.
The host gets starts first. If the show ends before we get to you, I'm sorry, Andy.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
next time.
You know. We'll off to figure something else mm-hmm. out for Billy to
you
do.
Know, Billy is available for personal foot rubs.
That is awesome.
Research and everything like that to outside people. He works for me for free, but he only charges, what is it these days, Billy? $1.50? $1.50 an hour?
Look at that.
A day? Oh, wow. Billy, God. Don't sell yourself too short there, man.
Billy is a finance major.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's graduated yet.
Billy wants to get that $1.50 and he wants to make himself a millionaire in how long? 107 years.
Look at that.
Wow, that's goals, Billy.
And he minored in math. That's well, Billy, you are spectacular.
I am in awe of you, Billy.
I want you to be able to admire me and adore me.
That's right.
I'm going to let you be one of my fans.
I will put myself on a pedestal for you, and you can worship me if you so desire. I don't have a problem with that. I'll let you do it. You can cook for me. You can do the laundry. By the way, I think it's time to put the clothes there in the dryer, Billy.
Yeah,
why don't you get
out of there.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
See you, Billy. Thanks.
Billy wants to win the Polish lottery.
Oh.
Which is you win $1 million and you get $1 a year for a million years.
Ooh, hey, so that's financial security.
I'll say. That'd be an awesome treat.
That's right. So, yeah. Hey, wanted to talk today not about eating puke or
I'm sorry, that's just a
that's okay.
Hobby of
that's
mine.
Okay. Intern Billy. Or what else the hell are we talking about?
How I'm awesome.
Oh, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. We're awesome, you know. But that's a given, you know, because we're internet superstars.
We're brilliant.
That's right.
We're
you know,
geniuses.
Unfortunately, my adoring fans, and I think I have more than one, so that I can easily pluralize it.
Adding an S to the end.
That's right.
Pluralize.
It makes it sound like there's more than one. They, unfortunately, will have to worship me from very afar. I'm not going to make it to the Podcast Expo this year where the idea for the show was born last year. I'm sorry I can't make it. I'm going to be in Boston general area.
That's right.
I'm hoping to get get a tour of the Sam Adams Brewery. And so that'll be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to document almost every day of the trip there with pictures and or video. It's going to be cool.
Do you get samples?
I hope so. I
that would
pray
be awesome.
That we do. And
I want to go to like an Oktoberfest. I think they have one here like in Newport or Huntington around here.
There's one just here in Anaheim.
Is there?
Yeah. Me, Mike, and Chrissy went last year.
What when is it?
It's in October.
That just makes perfect sense. Now,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
Exactly. On like Fridays, Saturdays, and during the day on Sundays. So I think you and I
try that.
And Mike should all go, and Chrissy can drive us home again.
Yeah.
That's such a
chicks
great idea.
Chicks are awesome.
That's right. Thank you, chicks.
For driving.
Thanks for being the DD.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because usually I'm the DDD, designated drunk driver, and that's not good.
That's not good.
I shouldn't self-incriminate.
Cops don't like that, you know.
Yeah. I try not to hit any.
Or you could also be the designated dumpster diver.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But you already are that, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, depending on how much I've had to drink, I will definitely jump into a dumpster too.
That's true.
Go treasure hunting.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up on Easter, instead of hiding Easter eggs, my parents would just take me to like a grocery store parking lot, throw me in the dumpster for a few minutes.
That's
whatever I found, I got to keep.
Special memories, man.
I'll say. And that's why I'm completely normal today.
You can't put a monetary value on these things.
You can't. Memories are priceless.
That's right.
And so are diseases
mm-hmm.
that you get from crawling around in dumpsters.
That's
and,
right. You know, the luckiest thing that could ever happen to you is being stuck by a syringe.
Absolutely.
You know?
You don't appreciate mono until you get it.
Exactly. And or the clap.
Yeah. Yes. Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Man.
I did have a subject for today, but you know,
we've
been
going
for 25 minutes. Can you believe that?
That is unbelievable.
We talked about nothing.
I know.
This is
what
the
a waste
Seinfeld
of a show.
Podcast.
See when you invite a guest.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know anything about
radio. I should have
been
interviewing you or some shit, but
yeah.
I've completely
ruined your show.
Oh,
I think
that's
basically
it.
What's happened.
Thank you, people. This is going to be the last show ever. Andy ruined it. Thank you, Andy.
I mean, this is...
You can email Andy at andyisadipshit@yahoo.com.
This was a blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just it was a blank shot.
You know.
Half hour or nothing.
Yeah, hey, your girlfriend says you're shooting blanks.
That is true. She has not gotten pregnant yet, so that is very... Or she's on birth control. One or the other. I don't know.
Hey, who knows?
Who knows, but... That's how it goes sometimes.
That's right. So, you know, maybe we'll save what we're going to talk about for another show.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to come back, Andy? Did you enjoy your first beer on show?
This was very fun.
Excellent.
I could see myself doing this maybe one more time.
Maybe one more time.
And then hanging up. You know, I think you have to retire when you're at the top of your game.
That's true. You know, you can't go out like a David Wells.
Actually, we could talk about Barry Bonds.
We could talk about... Barry Bonds,
but
who wants to give him
the reason
more media attention?
The reason is, you know, I haven't heard much about him lately. I don't know what's going on. I mean,
I think he was trying to get some sort of record.
I know, and I want to eat
injections in the ass in 1 year or something like that, or was it over a career?
I wanted to email him because my dad's a big vinyl collector,
oh.
And I think he might have the record that Barry's looking for.
Oh.
He has a lot of Three Dog Night albums.
That's right. Yeah.
And
what about
I heard that's Barry's favorite band.
What about the Flaxseed Duo?
The Flaxseed Duo. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm rubbing flaxseed oil all over my crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He likes to put it in his chode.
The best thing though, even though he did get this thing, is I'm guessing about 7 years before it gets wiped out. Very shortly.
I hope
record.
So. I thinking the effects that the flaxseed oil is going to take on his body will probably knock him dead.
Yeah, he will die early.
Yeah, I really think so.
Great news for everybody.
Yeah.
When he drops dead at 51.
Mm-hmm.
From the flaxseed oil.
He should do that, you know, maybe the day after somebody breaks his injection record.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm thinking
that he does have that record, doesn't he? Most injections in the butt.
In the butt, you know, over a career and in 1 year.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it takes skill, determination, dedication,
willpower,
tenacity.
That's right.
To put a gun to your trainer's head and make him put a needle in your butt.
That's right. And now his trainer's in jail.
What a great guy.
For refusing to share how everything was done with the general public. We want to know.
That is.
Did he have
BS.
To find a vein in his ass?
I think
did
it
he
is.
Just shoot for the hole?
Exactly, yeah. I know. Maybe the trainer wanted to use his own homemade needle.
Special.
His attached
special
needle.
Cream,
put that in
special
Barry.
Man-made cream.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The saddest part about that thing was how they forced Hank Aaron to do that message.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they forced him, but I think it was some sort of special deal with his buddy Bud.
The best part, if you ever get to go back and look at that film, is Willie Mays comes out of the dugout with his buttons of his jacket were put in the wrong holes. They were misbuttoned.
Nice.
So, I mean...
he really is an old man.
You got to feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever.
Exactly.
Whenever old people can't put their clothes on properly, that's always good times.
That's right. Good times. And speaking of good times, I think we're going to have to wrap this show up. Any last things you want to add there, Andy?
This was a very fun experience, man. Maybe next time I'll wear pants.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think I will, too.
Okay.
You know, because when you're drunk, you have to run around naked.
Well, it is hot. And
yeah.
You don't want to have too much moisture building
that's
up down
that's
there.
Right. That's right.
So if you can, you know, let the boys breathe a little bit.
Exactly.
It's good for everybody.
Good idea, sir.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I guess that's it.
So, okay. You can go to our website at beeronshow.podomatic.com. Also, I'm going to go with WordPress for the website. So I'm doing a little test. Maybe you can check that out, see what's going on. I don't know. It's beeronshow.wordpress.com. beeronshow@gmail.com. Check that out. And email us, beeronshow@gmail.com. And we don't have a comment line anymore because nobody was fucking calling it. And so we lost the good number. So
boo.
Boo, you guys suck shit.
Yeah, you guys kind of suck sometimes.
It's
you
your
know?
Fault. I blame you. So why don't you go leave us a comment on MySpace, beeronshow, or myspace.com/beeronshow.
Awesome.
Become our friend. It'd be really cool if you did. And
we could send you some swag.
That's right. Hey, and I'll point all the hot chicks who want to add you in your direction. Okay.
Ooh, that's worth it alone right there.
Them on to you.
Absolutely.
So you might.
You know, if you don't like hot chicks, then you probably shouldn't listen to
this
show
anyway.
That's
right. You can click the link so you can see their hot pics.
Yes.
You know, that they want you to see.
Beautiful babes.
And, you know, you get your credit card out and you can pay for it. You know, it's good times.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, man. There's nothing I love more than paying for
that's right. Nudity. Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
that's why we're
why
American.
Get it from free from your girlfriend when you can pay for it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the real thing is not nearly as good as seeing stuff on the
exactly.
computer.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's true. That is true. So, okay. So that's it for the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Have a good night.